Young Turks Beg Bernie Sanders to Hit Joe Biden's Mental Decline. By Robert Krajcik on March 10, 2020. Anna Kasparian and Cenk Uygur, hosts of the Young Turks, urged Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, to target Joe Biden's obvious mental decline during their Democrat primary election coverage livestream on Tuesday. Bernie Sanders has got to get out of that comfort zone, said Kasparian, noting Sanders' refusal to highlight Biden's frequent misstatements and slurred speech as evidence of the former vice president's impaired cognition. He's got to hit Joe Biden where it hurts. The Young Turks spent 15 minutes commenting on Biden's cognition and urging Sanders to make the former vice president's declining mental state a campaign issue. Noting Biden's cognition is not a personal attack, stated Uygur, leading up to the Young Turks airing a montage of Biden's misstatements, lost trains of thought, and slurred speech. There have been endless examples of Biden's cognitive decline, he added. The Young Turks recalled Biden's failure to recall the Declaration of Independence's best-known clause as an illustration of the former vice president's dulling mental acuity. They also reflected on Biden confusing Margaret Thatcher and Angela Merkel. That is a thing that often happens when folks are getting older and having trouble with their mental faculties, Uygur said. Biden's mental degradation is something that is obvious, and we all see with our own eyes, he added. Biden would lose 2020's presidential election to President Donald Trump if nominated by Democrats, warned Uygur. At the beginning of this election, this primary season, I said every Democrat running can beat Donald Trump, Uygur remarked. I said Joe Biden could definitely beat Donald Trump. I now have changed my mind based on new evidence. When you look at that, they're going to eviscerate him. They're going to run that on a loop for 6 months straight. Mainstream media is ignoring evidence of Biden's mental decline, Kasparian said, echoing remarks made last week by Ann Coulter to Breitbart News. I don't think it serves anyone well for Bernie to quote-unquote take the high road and avoid commenting on what all of us can see, especially when we all see it. And right now, everyone on the left is being gaslit by corporate Democrats. Now they're turning around and gaslighting everyone else who's bringing it up, Kasparian stated. Kasparian added, it is not considered going low in addressing the very thing that jeopardizes Democrats beating Donald Trump in the general election. Calling on Democrats to nominate someone who is not experiencing any type of mental decline. News media outlets will have no prayer of covering it up in a general election, estimated Uygur of Biden's apparent dulling mental acuity. Kasparian shared an open plea for Sanders to highlight Biden's mental faculties. I say this with the hope that Bernie hears what I'm saying, and I know I'm not the only one. They're gonna attack you as being a vicious person, a divisive person, a horrible person that goes against unity no matter what you do. You can be the most pleasant person, you can call Joe Biden your friend every single day, every single hour of every single day. They don't care. They're gonna attack you anyway, so please address something that everyone sees. Your supporters see, but are currently being gaslit about on social media and in the mainstream press. Please. On Sunday, Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak described the question of Biden's mental fitness as central to Democrat voters. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.